And good morning, everyone. It's time for our Ask the Vet Show with Dr. Ashley Lottie Hoff. And the Ask the Vet Show is a lot of fun. We enjoy it.
Yeah, it's a good time.
We're excited. It's from BCA Animal Hospital, the vet. How are you? You doing all right?
I'm good. I don't know about this snow. I wasn't quite prepared for that.
Was it a little slippery when you...
It wasn't too bad. I mean, I don't drive crazy, so it was fine. I was going like 45.
Yeah. We were laughing this morning. I don't know if I was laughing. I didn't laugh so much when I came upon it. But I was driving down Highway 30.
Yeah.
Coming to work. It was snowing pretty good.
Yeah.
And there was a car in front
of me.
Oh,
yeah, because you come super early.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a car in front of me in the middle of both lanes. So taking up both lanes.
Yeah.
Going 25, 30 miles per hour.
They were being extra cautious.
And it was like, okay, I get the cautious part. I really
now,
do.
Now, do you get road rage? Did you honk at them?
I did not honk.
Flash your bright lights at them?
Whoever it was having enough trouble. They really didn't need me.
Good, because it's not nice.
No, it's not nice.
Don't be aggressive on the road.
Exactly. There have been times where I've been a little
upset. No, I'm also guilty of that. But I never like honk or flash my lights at anybody. That's too aggressive.
Well, no, you're kind of small. You don't want to. And that's the bad part. You do something like that, then you stop at a stoplight together.
Yeah.
You know, and you look over. And
plus, I have my kids most of the time in the car with me. You got to set a good example.
Exactly. So you asked me about Christmas shopping. How are you doing?
I'm 95% done.
You're doing okay.
Yeah, and the presents that I already have are wrapped, which is really good.
Wow.
I know.
Holy smokes.
I had a big wrapping session on Monday.
You just got
her done.
In a fit of Christmas spirit.
Wrapping rage. Yes.
Good for you, Dr. Lottie Hoff. Yeah. Okay, so
I hate wrapping presents.
I do too.
It's the worst.
I know.
I would literally pay someone to wrap presents.
I would too. I would, you know, that's why I love gift cards. You just go, here you go.
But I love watching people unwrap them, so it's a conundrum.
Yeah.
It's, you know,
it kind of is. Okay.
Yeah.
So what are we going to talk about today? The name of the show is Ask the Vet.
Yeah. We're talking about diabetes.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty exciting stuff.
Well, it could
you
be.
You look very excited.
Well, I
settle
look,
down.
This is my surprise look. So what are we going to, like, are we going to address it with dogs and cats?
Yeah, they both get diabetes.
Wow.
Yeah. I would say probably equal numbers, honestly. There's not one that is more predominant than the other. Their symptoms on presentation are also quite similar.
Thirsty. They're thirsty like crazy, I bet.
They are very thirsty, even though they shouldn't be thirsty because they're drinking gallons upon gallons of water. But that's what diabetes does. It makes them ravenous for water.
Yeah.
And then they're urinating nonstop. Mm-hmm. Lots of... You all right?
I think I have something on the microphone here. I don't know.
Something is happening.
Yeah. So they're thirsty. Is that like the first sign?
Oftentimes, yeah. You feel like your pet's maybe hovering around the water bowl or jumping into the shower, trying to lick the water from the shower, or eating snow outside and then just urinating all over. So if you have a cat, indoor cat, you're going to notice that the litter box is kind of flooded or urine is just pooling in the box. They're going so much. Or your dog potentially will have accidents while you're at work when they can normally hold it all day because they're just drinking so much water. Their bladder is like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Okay. So what causes diabetes?
Good question. That's kind of where we wanted to start, and then you jumped ahead to symptoms. So way to get us back on track. Way to go.
I'm trying.
Yeah. So diabetes is a disease of the pancreas. You know what the pancreas looks like?
I know it's behind the stomach.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, not really, but it's okay.
Listen. When I went to vet school, it was behind the stomach. Have they moved it since
then? It's close. It's close to the stomach. I don't know if I'd say behind. Kind of like adjacent to. That's a better word.
Right. It's kind of elongated.
Yeah. So there's two branches. It kind of looks like a a V, but upside down. I don't know. There's two pieces to it. And it's actually very interesting looking. It kind of looks spongy and it's light pink and it's very fragile. You don't ever really want to mess with the pancreas. It gets very angry very fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. No good. And so don't like poke at it or.
So the pancreas controls
a lot of things.
Sugar.
And... It controls a lot of things. But today we're just talking about blood glucose or blood sugar levels. So diabetes mellitus is what we're talking about. There's a different type of diabetes called diabetes insipidus. Not very common. So we're not going to talk about that today because what we see majority of our cases are diabetes mellitus. So the pancreas has two significant types of cells. One group of cells produces the enzymes necessary for digestion of food. The other group is called the beta cells, and that produces insulin. So I don't have diabetes. I eat, and then my pancreas produces insulin so that it will control my blood sugar so that I'm not hanging out much too high. If I did have diabetes, I would eat. My pancreas would not produce enough insulin, so my blood sugar would go really high, and then it would hang out high because I have nothing to suppress it, and then I would eat again, and it would go even higher. So despite if your pet has eaten just recently or not, if they have diabetes, their blood sugar is always going to be too high.
Okay. So would a simple blood test diagnose
absolutely. Look at you.
Diabetes.
I'm so proud of you.
Well, yeah, I've come a long way.
when you're listening. So we can often find it with a urine sample as well. Sometimes that's the first indication. They're coming in to check the urine for a UTI.
What are you laughing at? I have something in my eye now. Okay. We're going to take... Are you okay?
We're going to have to take a break. I think you're struggling a little.
I've got something in my eye. We'll be right back.
We're going to flush it out.
I don't know. Thank goodness you can flush it out.
No, I don't practice human medicine.
Oh, that's true, but only on me.
Hi, this is Dr. Ashley Lottihoff with VCA Animal Hospital The Vet. We know your pet is an important member of your family, which is why our experienced veterinarians and friendly staff are dedicated to keeping your pets healthy and happy. Come visit us at 507 West High Street in Marshalltown and try us out with a free first exam for all new clients. Whether it's preventing illnesses with exams, vaccinations, and dental care, or providing specialized diagnostics, treatments, therapy laser, and acupuncture, we're here for you. We welcome the opportunity to meet you and your pets, so please visit our website at vcaanimalhospital-thevet.com or call us at 641-753-5486. That's 641-753-5486 to schedule your appointment.
Okay, I think I have freed whatever was in my eye.
You're not squinting or anything.
No.
You appear to be healed.
But I appreciate your concern over there. So I have no idea where we left off. You were laughing so hard at my struggle.
I was crying a little.
You were crying.
I flushed my own eyes out.
I was like, why is she laughing at me? Because I have something in my eye. So anyway, where do we leave off, kind of?
We were talking about diagnosing diabetes, and sometimes what the patient will present for is a possible urinary tract infection. The owner is finding their cat or dog urinating in inappropriate places. You know, you go to work and you come home and your dog has urinated four times on the floor and you're like, that's not normal. The first thing you often think of is that my dog has a bladder infection or my cat is no longer going in the litter box. They must have a bladder infection. So we'll check a urine sample and we will find glucose, which is called glucosuria. So lots of glucose or sugar in the urine. That is not normal. And that's when we would talk to the owners about blood work. So like you said, a simple blood test will show us that the glucose level is crazy high. So normal is typical for cats and dogs and people, I believe. It's pretty similar. You want it to be between 80 and 110. Cats are known for getting stress, hyperglycemia. So if they are freaking out in the car, they're kind of howling and they hate the carrier, they can make their blood sugar go up into the 200s, and that's still not classified as diabetes. They're just super stressed out. Mm. But often when we diagnose diabetes, the patients are in the 400s or higher, which is really high.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
It's never good when your glucometer just says hi, like it's saying hello, but it's too high, which means it's like greater than 600.
Man.
Yeah.
So, okay, let me ask you this. If, and I'm trying to remember, and you're probably going to go, no, you're thinking of something else, like you do, which is, but I appreciate that. If an animal is pregnant, can the diabetes spike?
Boy, that's a good question.
Yeah, because I know...
Like people.
Like,
I've not ever... I'm going to knock on wood.
Yeah.
Because you're maybe going to send me one tomorrow. That's how that typically works.
Well, no, I just wondered.
I've not ever heard of gestational diabetes
because I know that women can get diabetes while they're carrying.
Yeah, it's called gestational diabetes. Yeah. It's typically from the placenta, but I've not heard of that in cats and dogs.
All right, sorry.
But now I'm going to have to like do some research.
I may have thrown you a little curveball there, and I that's what I strive for.
My day has been made.
Exactly. I totally made something up.
You stumped me because I think my blood sugar is low. We talked about this. I'm starving.
Okay, so... what else was I going to ask you? The effects of diabetes, obviously, extremely debilitating. But would they have similar effects like they do in humans? Like, I mean, you know, you can
absolutely die.
You can and you can hear people lose limbs and appendages and go blind.
We don't often see the vasculitis like you can see in people, but we can see what's called diabetic ketoacidosis, where your blood sugar is so high that all your other organ systems start shutting down, and that's when you'll hear of like diabetic comas in people where they can't come back, which is terrible, and we definitely see that in dogs and cats.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
The other thing that we worry about is once we start treatment, we can sometimes see low blood sugar, which is equally as dangerous. And we'll see seizure activity, and they'll just be kind of stuporous and wandering around and unaware of what's happening. So both ends of the spectrum, sugars being way too high and then blood sugars being way too low, both of those are very dangerous. Diabetes, however, is very treatable. It is not for the faint-hearted. It is a lot of work. I'm just throwing that out there. And anybody who has a diabetic pet can 100% agree with that statement, but it is manageable. There are some patients, if the blood sugar is not crazy high, they will respond to a prescription diet. And it's like those commercials you see for like the Glucerna shakes. It just prevents spiking of the blood sugar after they eat to try to maintain it at a fairly normal level, despite the body not having enough insulin. We will get some patients where that works very, very well, and they do perfect on that. But a majority of our diabetic patients are going to end up needing insulin injections. And this is why it can be a lot of work for the owners, because those are given at home and they are given on a very routine schedule, and they are twice a day, every day, forever, unless your pet is sick or something else is going on. But it's a lot of work. But we've seen some amazing, amazing results. We've had pets live decades with insulin and diabetes and do remarkable.
Gestational diabetes does indeed affect dogs.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I've not ever seen it.
Normally, mainly middle-aged females in their second pregnancy.
Interesting.
Yeah. And it says here, more towards the Nordic breeds of dogs. So I'm not sure if that's Huskies and Chuskies.
Chuskies. I was waiting for it.
Anyway.
You know, honestly, we don't see a lot of pregnant dogs. Most of our patients are spayed and neutered. A lot of them are just house pets, you know, that we don't purposely breed. We do get some breeders that will come in for ultrasounds, which those are the best ultrasounds when you find the little babies on there. So cute.
Yeah.
They're just kind of kicking around. Very adorable. But yeah, I've done plenty of ultrasounds to find the puppies or the kitties, and I've never encountered a gestational diabetes.
Hmm.
But that is interesting.
Well, you know what? When you go back to the clinic later,
yeah,
feel free to share this little
tidbit
of information.
Did you all know that?
I'm probably going to be written up in some kind of clinical magazine now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We'll call it the Kyle Martin syndrome.
I discovered this mainly with Nordic dogs, Chuskies
primarily.
Yeah, it's rare, but it happens. 8:49, let's go ahead and take a break. You're listening to Ask the Vet with Dr. Ashley Lottihoff.
Hi, this is Dr. Ashley Lottihoff with VCA Animal Hospital The Vet. We know your pet is an important member of your family, which is why our experienced veterinarians and friendly staff are dedicated to keeping your pets healthy and happy. Come visit us at 507 West High Street in Marshalltown and try us out with a free first exam for all new clients. Whether it's preventing illnesses with exams, vaccinations, and dental care, or providing specialized diagnostics, treatments, therapy laser, and acupuncture, we're here for you. We welcome the opportunity to meet you and your pets, so please visit our website at vcaanimalhospital-thevet.com. Or call us at 641-753-5486. That's 641-753-5486 to schedule your appointment.
Welcome back. Ask the Vet Show with Dr. Ashley Lottihoff. She is, of course, here from... VCA Animal Hospital, The Vet. How are you?
I'm fine. I thought you were going to bust out the accent.
He
was talking in accent over the break.
I only do that off the air.
Oh, it was really good.
Yeah.
It was good.
I appreciate that.
My kids like to pretend that they are British.
They are from nobility.
They drink and they hold their little pinkies out. It's quite possibly the funniest thing ever.
That is great. So did you go see Frozen 2?
Did we
discuss this?
It was amazing.
And you loved it?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Did
I have
you?
Seen it. My youngest daughter, who's 15, could not wait. But if you think about it, she was little when the last one came out.
How long ago was that?
6 years.
That's what I thought.
Is what I was told.
So it was the very first movie we ever took my oldest to. In the theater, and she was very little.
Yeah, so Grace was 9.
Yeah,
when the last one came out,
Eden would have been 3.
Yeah, so it's been a long time. So she was like all about it.
It does not seem like it's been 6 years.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, so don't ruin it for me.
It's amazing.
I'll probably go see it.
You're gonna love it. Yeah. You might cry a little.
I cry a lot at movies.
I cried. I'm just gonna tell you. Yeah, then I was like happy crying at the end.
Really?
And my daughters were like, "Oh, Mom, are you crying?"
I'm
like, "Shush."
Man, I'll watch a TV show and I'm bawling. I'm like, "Why?"
Commercials. I've cried at commercials.
I'm very sentimental.
Yeah. Emotional.
My wife says that I live life backwards. Like I want to remember stuff. So I'll talk about it.
Yeah.
And she goes, "You're always like living your life backwards because you want... I want my kids to know about me and things I experienced."
Right.
You know.
I think that's wonderful.
Because my dad, and I have talked about this. Is a vet show, by the way.
We've got off topic.
Got off the diabetes subject. But my dad, I knew nothing about my dad.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
So I try to give little...
You should write it down. Make a book for
little
your kids.
Glimpses. It would be a pop-up book. Scratch and sniff book would be better.
Or you could just... write it.
Oh, no, I think a pop-up scratch and sniff book would be
both pop-up and scratch and sniff. Well, you know, the scratch and sniff page would have to be the almond joys that you call mounds.
Exactly. Anyway, we were talking about diabetes.
We were talking about treatment options
and what would those be.
prescription diet, which we talked about, kind of regulates the blood sugar spikes. Not the best option for your pet if they have a very high blood sugar level and their symptoms are really uncontrolled with the food. So the best treatment option is the insulin injections. They are given twice a day, every day. We like to have you do it around mealtime so that when the pet eats, that insulin is injected and can control the blood sugar spike. Those are given at home by you or your significant other or your kid. If you don't want to do it, we will train you before we send you home with a packet of needles.
How long is the needle?
This big.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding. It's the tiniest little needle ever.
Really?
Yeah. So the syringes are about 3 inches long total, but the needle itself is typically a half of an inch, and it is microscopically skinny. It's so thin that it's flexible. So it very easily, I know, I use my hands for everything. You guys don't know this, but he makes fun of me all the time. But it is very easy to poke it through the cap and stab yourself. I've done that many, many times.
Yeah.
So you have to be very careful. But I can't even tell you the number of times that I have told owners who are very nervous about poking their pets with needles, you will learn over time that your pet will come get you when it's time for an insulin injection. Cats and dogs are both very routine oriented. And if you keep the same routine, I have a lady who puts her cat on her kitchen table, gives it a treat, gives the insulin injections. And she said now her cat will come meow at her and then go jump up on the kitchen table.
Wow.
They absolutely are schedule oriented. And they, especially if you do it the same location of the house, you give them a yummy treat and you do it, they're going to come find you for that treat. And over time, they're not even going to know that you're poking them.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to believe that hopefully that means that they know it helps them feel better.
Yeah. We've got about 3 minutes left with Dr. Ashley Lottihoff with the Ask the Vet show. Where do you inject your dog or cat?
A good question.
Yeah.
So the injection goes subcutaneously, so under the skin, and it can be given anywhere. We often will recommend starting up by the shoulder and neck region. There's a lot more skin to grab there. And with my experience, the pet seems less tender when you give injections up in that region. We want to avoid giving it in the exact same spot every time forever. So say you have a dog named Speckles because he has freckles and you pick one spot, say there's like a brown spot that you always poke, you're going to get a firm area. It's going to form like a plaque and it's not going to work as well because the scar tissue won't absorb the insulin like the rest of the tissue. So we want you to spread it out.
Mm-hmm.
So say you do the right side a lot, switch it up and do the left side, try the hip region, try up higher on the neck, anywhere really.
Okay.
What we don't want is for you to poke it into yourself and inject it.
Well, yeah.
If you are unsure if you got it because your pet is very, very fluffy with hair, don't re-give it because oftentimes you're not going to feel that skinny little needle go through the skin. And what we don't want is for you to give a second dose and the first dose already went in because that's too much insulin and that's when their blood sugar is going to go very, very low.
Okay, we've got 40 seconds or so. Do you want to talk about holiday hours?
Oh, that's a good. Yeah. Yep, good thinking. I do know them now. So we're closing at noon on Christmas Eve, and we are closed Christmas Day, but the days after that are normal. And then New Year's Eve, we close at 4, and then we're closed New Year's Day, and then normal hours the following days.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
I will see you next week.
Sounds great.
That is Ashley Lottihoff. I should put doctor in front of that. Real live doctor. She is from VCA Animal.
Certified and everything.
Animal Hospital, at least in this state. Animal Hospital, the vet. Thanks so much.